Well, delighted to say now we're joined by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, it's been a busy weekend and a record-breaking weekend for Finn Valley athletes and beyond.
Well, yes, indeed. And I was on yesterday and I was, I was extolling a bit the virtues of some great performances by Aaron Freed, of course, going to number one in Europe under 18 with that 400 metres run yesterday. And she was back on track today again, but I'll come to that in a second. But the big, and there were many, many other massive performances overnight and after you went off the air and so on. So I'll just go through it. But it was a record-breaking 24 hours indeed. Obviously, Mark English, he got his season off after a period of training in the States, and now he's due home back to Europe to race. But a big, big performance from him. You know, if anybody gets an opportunity to look at it on YouTube or whatever, have a look at it, because he was in serious form. You know, he sat back for a good while, and then coming off the bend, he just tore into it, and he just tracked everybody down. And a big time for him at 144.75. That's his best ever season openers, and he'll be delighted with that. He won the race, of course, and it was a World Continental Tour meet as well. So a big result for Mark English, justifying his long period of training at altitude and all that goes with that. So well done, Mark English. That was the big story overnight. But then there was some serious other stuff as well. Connor Kelly, of course, this young Finn Valley fella, he's only 17. He'll be 18 in July, and pretty much everybody's talking about him. Well, he won that 400 metres in 46.18. Now, that's a Donegal record. That takes out Mark English's record of 46.19. So you can understand the quality and where he's at 17 years of age at 46.18. He won it, and that's one of the fastest times by a European athlete under 20. It's an Irish record as well, of course, under 20. So that's something else as well. So Connor Kelly, Finn Valley, young Finn Valley lad. But I'm emphasising the talent this young fella has, and let's see what happens. He was, of course, running in the Irish relay team in China recently, and he is making inroads all over the place. So that was him. He came back onto the track today, 200 metres, new Donegal record, 21.01. His previous was 21.13. It's blustery and it's kind of wet enough in Belgium at the minute and in the stadium. So, I mean, conditions aren't ideal, but a plus 2.1, so that's legitimate. So a new Donegal record at 200 metres, a new Donegal record at 400 metres, and quality runs on both occasions. Yesterday, I was talking I'm talking up Aaron Freed, of course, a great 400 metres from her yesterday, and justifiably so. And she ran a 24.34 today for 200 metres. That's a PB for her. It's the second fastest ever by a Donegal athlete. It's just short of Janine Boyle's county record. So a big performance again, once again, from Aaron Freed from Letterkenny Athletic Club. So well done to her. And that's justifies big time her 2 days of competition in Belgium. What else had we? Well, late last night as well, Roisin Flanagan, back from the States, back from a period of training as well. She's been at altitude as well, her and her sister Amos. And a great big performance, a new Donegal record from her. Back in form, because she had been struggling with some form. And on this occasion, a 15.25, new Donegal record by a second. So a big performance from her, big performance from her. And then a performance that delighted us all, really, over 10,000 metres, the European Cup 10,000 metres in Papaki in France, a small village, in fact, in France. Oisin O'Gallon was there running 10K, a 29.02 new Donegal record, and a big performance, because he doesn't do 10Ks ordinarily. So a big performance for him. We know that he's running fast over 5. We know that he's running fast over 3 and so on. But on this occasion, 10K, running for Ireland, and international debut. His parents were there. Neil Martin was there with him, who has been his coach back at home here in Ireland since he was a young boy. So a big performance from Oisin. And it'll justify another booking that he has in a couple of days' time to Paris for a 5,000 metres race, where he'll be also chasing a personal best performance and indeed a European qualifying performance as well. So he is at university, of course, in the States, and he travelled for this, obviously delighted to get that international call. So that was Roisin, that was Oisin, that was Conor Kelly, that was Aaron Freed and Mark English, of course, and then other bits and pieces. Well, Amy Timoney, the girl from the Rushes who runs out of Finn Valley, coached by Shauna Carlin, she had a 14.36. That's a PB. That's a club record for her from Finn Valley, and that's a good over 100 metre hurdles for Amy. So she's continuing to improve, and that'll give her a great boost as she looks forward now to the Irish Grills finals next weekend in Tullamore. We're set on Hannah Murray was in action over 400 metres. This is all in Belgium at 56.18 for her 400 metres. She's a scholarship athlete at UCD. And Janine Boyle, she went 100 yesterday, 200 today, 12.31, 25.31. So a busy weekend for Janine, and she continues to turn up, to compete, to be competitive. So well done to her. Now, that's where we're at the moment, and there's much more to come later in the evening. We've got the two Dewhurst lads, the Glenties lads, they're in action in the 400 metre hurdles later in the evening, as is Lucy McGlynn, their Ulster Connell Athletic Club. They're in action later today, around about 4:30 or 5:00. And then we have Amy Green. She's on about 6:30 in the steeplechase today as well, chasing a PB, obviously, and after a period of training abroad as well in the heat. So good on her. So that's it. But a big record-breaking weekend. Roisin Flanagan, new Donegal record, new Donegal 10,000 metre record, beating Danny McDade's 29.10, which stood for 40 years plus to Danny, the great Danny McDade. That record was taken down by young Oisin O'Gallan at 29.02 on the track last night in France. And of course, Conor Kelly, European standard stuff, really top class stuff from young Kelly. As I say, not 18 until July, and a 46.18. That's up there. And then Aaron Freed continuing to perform on this occasion over 200 metres. And of course, the man that does it every day and has started his season in a big way, Mark English, 1:44.75. Exciting as the season unfolds. But we've got to remember always on these occasions, the World Championships, which will interest both Roisin, that will interest both Conor Kelly, that will interest both Mark English. They don't happen till September, so it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a long season, but we wish them well as they jump into that season. But really, big time story in terms of impact last night.